This is Pastor Q. Thank you for calling in for this week's words of encouragement. The scripture lesson is focused around Philippians 4, verse 8. The New International Version says, "Finally, brethren and sisters, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are noble, right and pure, whatever is lovely and admirable, if there be anything that is excellent or praiseworthy, think or meditate on these things." Your very peace of mind hinges on your ability to internalize and put to practice this scripture. The verse before it says that we need the peace of God. And the peace of God passes all understanding, and it should guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. We need to guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. It's very difficult in an age in which we live right now not to turn on the television, the radio, or the internet and not to be offended or affected by the vulgarity, the lies, and the sexual innuendos that saturate the social media. And when we open our ear gates and we open our eye gates to such things as that, it goes into our spirits, and once it's there, if you're not careful, it'll come out of your mouth. And the Word of God says that it's not the things that goes into the mouth that defiles a man, but rather what is said or what comes out of the mouth that defiles a man. That's Matthew 15:11. So a little song we sing, "Be careful, little eyes, what you see. Be careful, little ears, what you hear. For the Father up above is looking down in love. So be careful." Don't dwell on those things like gossip. But we should rather dwell on those things that are pure, lovely, and of a good report. And it's, in my opinion, the purest and most lovely thing that you can think of that's full of virtue, excellence, and praiseworthy at all. If we're thinking on God, we're thinking on Jesus, and we're thinking on the Word of God. He promised to keep us in perfect peace, that we would just keep our minds stayed on Him. The world and your environment are surrounded with fear-inducing messages satanically designed to produce anxiety and insecurity. And the only way to counteract these harmful messages is to exert some control over your own thoughts. You need to pray and ask God to help you to think His thoughts, because the more He controls your mind, the more you will have an experienced life, joy, and peace in this chaotic world. Trusting God to give you His peace eliminates all the what-ifs of the day. And the future what-ifs. Our natural tendency is to try to figure out our own difficult situations. Then when it seems too overwhelming for us, the enemy uses our own thoughts against us, fear against us, and we focus on the problem. But peace comes if you could only learn to refocus on the things that are pure and honest, those things that are lovely and just, of a good report, virtuous things, and things that are praiseworthy. If in the middle of the night your mind is racing, or if you find it difficult to go to sleep, begin to meditate on the Word of God or read the Word of God. I used to pray, and I still do sometimes, before I go to bed, I'll pray Philippians 4:8. But instead of saying, "Think on these things," I'll say, "Lord, help me to pray and to dream on these things that are lovely and pure," etc. That I may think and dream on these things. One of the battlegrounds that the enemy so desperately wants to control is your mind and your thoughts. And when you recognize the devil is trying to do or penetrate or control your thoughts about your life, your home, your family, your children, your finances, stop him immediately, because he's a liar and he's the father of all lies. Come against him in prayer. And I want you to pray this with me. Father God, I pray that you would guard my heart and my mind in Christ Jesus. Change my mind and my thoughts. Change the way I think. Make it according to and in agreement with the Word of God. Give me the mind of Christ. Let me think and dream on those things that are lovely, the things that are pure, the things that are of a good report, the things that are true and honest and just. And if there be any virtue and there be any praise, I want to think and dream on these things. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you. Be blessed. Go with God.